Hey everyone, welcome back. So I wanted to use a few minutes to just kind of talk about super briefly, I'm gonna try to be brief, the difference between acute care nurse practitioner and CRNA. I'm bringing this up because I commented on someone's YouTube page and just kind of shared my own opinion about, you know, hey, you can't go to CRNA school, you can do some adjustments in your NP career and make the same money as a CRNA. And I got comments back like, no, it's not possible. And some comments back like, oh, tell me more. So I was like, I'm just going to briefly describe how to help somebody else out who might be thinking about CRNA and not, you don't have to kind of break your bank to do so. So we know CRNA and NPs are both acute care sort of world, and we know they're both master prepared nurse practitioners. CRNAs are obviously fantastic. If you've never heard of a CRNA, you're a nurse anesthesiologist. So basically, you provide anesthesia to people in the OR and procedures. You can work in a hospital setting, you can work in a clinic. Your typical income for per year is above 250. I'm definitely stretching it out, right? Because not everybody makes 250, and a lot of people make more than 250. Depends on your experience, where you're at, what you're doing. If you're in a teaching hospital, you're making less. If you're out in the boondocks, you're making way more. If you're working two jobs, you're making buku bucks. And if you're working in one school clinic, which that's not true. If you're working in a pain clinic, you're making less, right? So it just depends. There's a huge variation. My thing is this. If you're a nurse practitioner and you're frustrated with your income, there are several things that you can do. But in my experience, what I would talk about is locums. I really feel like travel NP makes a lot of money. If I break down the salary, they talked about in this YouTube video that I watched, the lady in there talked about how she makes somewhere between, I think, $25,000 to $35,000 a month as a CRNA. That's wild. That's amazing. But what's also super cool is that you can do the same as a nurse practitioner. You can do the same as locums. I'm living proof of that. I make anywhere between $22,000 to $25,000 per month as a locums, and not even doing it as completely full-time. Doing that along with like my full-time job, and if I decide to just work only locums for a whole month, I'd probably make more than 30K a month. Are you working a lot? Yes. Are you are you busy? Are you traveling a lot? Do you get tired? Absolutely. But it depends on you. Like, are you willing to work a little bit more and make $30,000 a month? And it doesn't have to be every month, right? Because it's locums. The money all goes to you. You can decide, hey, for 2-3 months, I'm going to go straight. I'm going to go hard. I'm just going to bang it out, make as much money. And then 2-3 months later, I'm just going to chill, relax. You've made $90,000 in the first 3 months, essentially. And the next 2 months, maybe you've backed out. Maybe you're only doing 10 shifts a month, you know, whereas in the $30,000 months, you're working like maybe 20, 25 shifts. So I'm sharing this to say you don't have to go back to school, take prerequisites, get a degree, get precepted or whatever, go through a whole program, go through the competition, take a GRE and get your CCRN again and go get nursing experience in the ICU before. You don't have to go through all of that. If you tweak certain things, get an EIN, get an LLC, you know, perfect your craft a little bit, be strong and confident, independent in your work as an NP, whatever specialty that it is, and then go and start looking into locums, you'll make just as much, if not more, depending on how much you're willing to work. And that's just my takeaway. I know several nurse practitioners, several who are frustrated in their specialty. And the real frustration, aside from being disrespected by other colleagues, is they're not making enough money themselves. And so it's like, what do you change your career? Do you go pick up shifts as an RN? Do you go become a CRNA, which would be amazing? The alternative, which is cheap and sometimes free, is to pursue locums. I feel like that's the best avenue. I feel like that was my avenue, because I did look into CRNA for a long time before I became an NP, and I simply chose NP because, one, I love the flexibility. I thought in my head, if I ever open up a business, I knew that being an NP would give me more flexibility than a CRNA would. And then two, I knew I wanted to start having kids. And so I knew that being in the CRNA program would make things pretty difficult. If I had kids before I started CRNA, how would we manage that? If I was pregnant during the program, what would that look like? And CRNA programs are not very flexible, right? It's almost like going to medical school. It's It's black and white. It's brick and mortar. There are no online-ish programs. Obviously, there are, but not really, right? It's a lot more strict and different than the MP program. So I needed something flexible to work with what I had. And what worked with what I had was MP program. And before I got too frustrated with the degree, I realized, I could do locums and make the same money. Then I just kind of let go of that, you know, itch to become a CRNA. The only other difference with the CRNA that you don't get as an MP is you don't really break your back as a CRNA. So longevity-wise, you can actually be a CRNA for a longer period of time than an acute care NP can be an acute care NP. Acute care NP, it's a little more taxing. The level of procedures, you're dealing with codes, especially if you're dealing with high acuity facilities, very busy or full ICUs, you're doing seven on, seven off. And if you're doing a lot of nights, which is the predominant shift for an acute care nurse practitioners, it's taxing on the body and on the mind. But as a CRNA, you can do 9 to 5 Monday through Fridays, right? Some of these pain clinics don't require you every day, so you can be on call or just do 2 to 3 shifts a week. Still get paid an incredible amount. You can do locums. I met a nurse practitioner, a CRNA in Idaho, just briefly, just in passing. We were staying in the same hotel. I was actually going to work that night, and she had just gotten back from her 5 p.m. shift. And she was just like, oh, yeah. I was talking to her about it, like, how's your job life? And she kind of just shared how flexible it's been for her and how easy it is physically on the body. And this woman is like in her 70s and she doesn't feel stressed at all. That's the only difference that I know as an acute care MP we're not gonna have. You know, like 5-7 years from now, am I gonna continue to be a locums MP or an acute care MP in general? I don't know. I think physically it's taxing. I think mentally it's taxing. CRNA one-ups us on this because, you know, they're sitting down, right? They're not lifting heavy patients. They're placing a central line if they need to. They're placing an R line if they need to. They're running drips at the bedside. They're seated. I don't want to say it's comfortable. It's our level, like acute care wise, it's comfortable level. And that's longevity in itself. If they ever have an acute care MP bridge program to CRNA, that might be something to look into. Because if you're looking for longevity, like, hey, I want to keep doing my work as physically, you know, as long as my body will take me, for as long as I want to go. Not this job is so taxing, it's taking me out. I can't keep working anymore. That's not what I'm looking for, you know. But if you're looking to see how you can still make money as a nurse practitioner, keep your degree. Hell, you paid money for it. You sweated for it. You sat on that, you know, cold chair for, you know, 2 to 4 hours taking your boards. You became certified. You got your degree. You've worked. You've gotten some experience. If you want to keep that same degree but find ways to make money, there's still plenty of ways to do so. My way and the way I choose to do it is through locums for now. There will be an option later down the road where I can open up a business and be more flexible in that area. But right now, where I'm seeing the money is locums. So I wanted to create this quick recording just to let anybody out there know, if you're an NP, you're struggling, you're frustrated, don't be, you know. There are avenues out there for us to make big, big, big money. It just depends on what we're looking for and what kind of routes we're willing to take. But you don't have to break the bank. You don't have to go back to school and get a full degree. You don't have to open up a book again. You don't need to get other specialized certificates, you know, and get special training in XYZ. You just have to use what you have, and you can make 5-figure months. All right, till next time.